It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion,
amplifying truth,
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Lots of headlines to get to today. What will the financial markets be giving us this week? The Fed's going to meet. Does it matter? Money Monday on the way. Also, a preview of tomorrow night's Orlando rally where the president will announce his bid for re-election. We will be there live to give you coverage, defending freedom, and talking Iran. Just some of what we're getting to right now.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
President Trump has done everything he can to avoid war. We don't want war. We've done what we can to deter this. The Iranians should understand very clearly that we will continue to take action.
That is Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, former general, running the State Department. If I were Iran, I'd stop. I'd stop refining uranium. I would stop stockpiling it. I'd stop. You're heading down a path of foolishness, and you're too dumb to realize it. Or you're too insistent that you have the right to do it to understand that you're putting the entire region at risk. Welcome into a Monday. We've got a lot to get to in the moments to come. Kevin McCullough, my name. Thank you for being here. Earlier headlines today, there was another shooting in Dallas. I don't know if you saw this, but it didn't last long. You know why? All those gun-toting Texans, one of them took them out, and that was that. We also have seen some other things happen today. The Supreme Court has dealt a blow to Paul Manafort. He's going to have to go ahead and serve his time. There were a couple people that dissented that normally aren't on the same side, Judge Gorsuch, Judge Ginsburg, but they still said no to Manafort's request. And then we've got all sorts of polls out today. The Fox News poll is saying that Bernie now leads Trump by 9 nationally. Yeah, that's reliable. Evidently, Mayor Pete raised $7 million in the month of May, which is pretty interesting. Now it's all battleground Florida. We have got tomorrow what is going to be the beginning of the real battle for the White House of 2020, because the president's going to officially announce his running for reelection. And they have, as of Friday afternoon at about 5:30 on this show, Kayleigh McEnany from Trump Pence 45 said, hey, they've already got 100,000 RSVPs and there's only 20,000 seats in the arena. Now, I'm fortunate. I've got press credentials. I've got a place where I can go. My spot is held. But there are people camping out some 40 hours in advance of the rally from the get-go. So you've already got people lining up, sleeping on the sidewalk, getting ready to try to stay in the immediate vicinity so that they can get in when those seats become available. It's going to be crazy, but we're going to be there, and I hope you're listening tomorrow as we come to you live from Orlando. Now, I want to get to what Mike Pompeo was just talking about there. Here's the bottom line. Bottom line is you don't get nukes. Iran, you have tried everything in the playbook to try to manipulate us into letting you have them, and Obama almost gave them to you. But as he says clearly, the president is not going to let that happen. Cut one.
Iran will not get a nuclear weapon. That's the goal. That's the objective of our entire campaign with respect to Iran, and to create stability throughout the Middle East as part of that effort. I don't want to talk about options that are out there, options that aren't out there. The president's made very clear we're going to achieve this objective. We continuously update option sets for the president. We've taken a handful of those actions to increase the opportunity to convince Iran that these actions aren't in their best interest. And it appears to be Iran that wants to continue to escalate this conflict.
Yeah, it certainly is. And this is, by the way, right hand in hand with all of my military sources. This is what they're telling me. Iran, they're looking to ratchet stuff up. And here's one sign that you know that's the case. Moscow today. Wait, who? Yeah, Putin. Yeah, Russia. Yeah, people that don't have any stake in this right now. They are, quote, warning against baseless accusations over those tankers. Well, it's not baseless. We have video. We have the ability to track. We have more technology than you have, Putin. And we know who did the what on the tanker last Friday. Also making threats. Iran now directly saying that the U.S. has 10 days to revive the nuke deal. They say they're gonna break uranium's stockpile limits within 10 days. If they don't get what they want. They announced today, according to the Sun newspaper in London, the hardline's shock statement, another blow to a pact already crumbling since the U.S. Withdrew itself from the U.S. Iranian deal earlier this year. Hey, last year, rather. So this is the interesting thing. They were never a party to it. Yeah, they were fine to have access to the money that Obama was sending. They were fine to be able to sheriff their own inspections, which is what they agreed to. They were fine to do all of that. That doesn't mean they were actually sheriffing anything. It certainly doesn't mean that they were stopping anything. But this is the genuine dilemma that we have with Iran. Moscow wants to back them. They want to do what they want to do. And they're threatening, if we do not institute and initiate the Iranian deal, they're giving us 10 days before they say they're going to dramatically begin to ramp up their stockpile. They're going to break the uranium agreement, and they're going to go full bore. Now, this tells us what from the beginning, that they were never intending to abide by any type of nuclear limits to begin with. They weren't. It doesn't matter what Ben Rhodes said on MSNBC earlier today. Cut three.
Problem is, this is what we always said, is you either have a nuclear deal like the one we negotiated in place, or you're stuck in a position where Iran is once again escalating its nuclear program, and we have to make the choice of whether or not to use military action.
Yeah. See, and that's a false choice. And Ben Rhodes, by the way, probably the last person on planet Earth that should be commenting on the Iranian nuclear situation. But he went so far as to say that Trump getting tough with Iran is making the problem worse. Cut four.
The promised goal of President Rouhani in negotiating the nuclear deal was to relieve pressure on the economy. Instead, he got an even worse economy because of the sanctions that Trump has stacked up since the deal.
Well, because they weren't abiding by anything. Everybody that says that they were abiding by the nuclear deal is lying. How would we know? They had self-enforcement. There was no objective test to see if they were actually doing what they did. And before anybody like the IEA could come around and look, they could simply move things from place to place or clean things up. There was no objective accountability in the Iran nuclear deal to begin with. So all these people that say, oh, well, by every measure, they were living up to the deal. That wasn't hard to do. The bigger problem is now, if they continue to assault U.S. tankers, Japanese tankers, other people that are our allies in the Straits of Hormuz or in the Persian Gulf. If they continue to ratchet this up just to get the world's attention, they're behaving like Kim Jong Il. Oh, you're not giving us attention, so we're gonna scream and throw a temper tantrum on the floor until you do. That's what they're wanting to do here, friends. We do not have to wage all out war on them. We don't, not one bit. We can take out their fast boats. We can take out a couple of their installations. We can go to the places where we know the uranium is being purified. We can turn it into sawdust. We could do that within hours without putting one American boot on the ground anywhere. And at this point in time, if I was Iran, I wouldn't be testing President Trump. He's not going to get us involved in a land war. He has no incentive to do that. It's the last thing he wants to do. But he's not going to let Iran get a nuke and point it at us or our allies. He's not going to let them do that. And if Putin thinks by telling us we should be you should be careful of the false accusations, well, okay. We'll turn over the satellite footage and the tracking devices that we have, and we'll show you everything that we know about them in the process. Friends, we're living in troubled times, and we have got some major work to do. It's one of the reasons why I'm kind of glad he's announcing his re-election bid tomorrow night. We will be there in Orlando to cover it for you. I hope you will be with us. Kevin McCullough Radio, when we come back, a big decision in the defense of freedom. Plus, Gina Loudon and David Fisher before we're done. Stay with us.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We are looking at a rough ride in the Bronx on the westbound Cross Bronx Expressway. It's basically a coast-to-coast jam from the Bruckner to the GW Bridge. Along the way at 3rd Avenue, there's some sort of debris spill. It was taking out the right and center lanes. Now it looks like it's just the far right part of that right lane. But regardless, the right lane is out of service on your way towards the GW Bridge. Eastbound heavy off the bridge out towards Webster Avenue. We have the Yankees and the Tampa Bay Rays underway at the stadium at 7:05 tonight. And we're seeing some pretty hefty traffic on the north and southbound sides of the Deegan. Northbound slow from the Triborough all the way up towards Van Cortlandt Park. Southbound slow is Van Cortlandt Park right down towards Yankee Stadium. In Manhattan, northbound West Side Highway, it's going to be a slow ride from the 90s on up. FDR northbound slows from the 30s to the Triborough, then on the ramp to the GW Bridge. That's an accident being cleared. 30 minutes outbound at the Holland Tunnel, about 5 minutes on the city-bound side, about 10 to 15 outbound at the Lincoln Tunnel. City-bound side, we're okay, and the George Washington Bridge, heavy on the inbound side. Cross that upper level because of an accident under the apartments. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker, AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow has a big job representing the president.
This investigation has presidential authority granted to it to go to every U.S. intelligence agency and get their cooperation.
This was Crossfire Hurricane. This is the origins of the counterintelligence investigation. And Jordan, it's going to be uncovered. The light is going to be shown on this.
Jay Sekulow live. Weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. My privilege to be in partnership with Alliance Defending Freedom. They're on the front lines fighting for your right to freely live out your convictions and your First Amendment rights every day. Bob Trent has more with this week's Freedom Minute.
Since 1973, when the Supreme Court declared abortion a constitutional right, the nation has been embroiled in the repercussions of what this ruling means for pro-life speech, taxpayer-funded abortions, freedom of conscience for doctors and nurses, and more. Hi, I'm Bob Trent, and this is your Freedom Minute. In the decades since Roe v. Wade, Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending sidewalk counselors, pro-life university students, pregnancy centers, medical professionals, and churches, all of whom have landed in the line of fire as religious convictions conflict with the pro-abortion lobby. Recent abortion extremism in states like New York and Virginia have escalated the debate even further. Would you help us to protect your freedom to defend life at all ages and at any stage? Visit yourfreedomfund.org. That's yourfreedomfund.org.
If you'd like to give to the Freedom Fund to help defend your freedom and provide the resources needed to fight these critical court battles pro bono for the people that are attacked, please call 800-569-1559. That's 800-569-1559. Or visit the website am970theanswer.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner.
We're surrounded by noise, bombarded by information, messages struggling to get attention. So many ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. For the resources and know-how to make it all work, there's Salem Surround. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Are you one of the 80% of Americans that experiences back pain, suffer from sciatica or spinal stenosis, afraid of the potential surgical complications of going under the knife to remedy your pain? Then the Brooklyn Spine Center is the place for you. Dr. Melinda Keller is not only a friend of mine, she's the director who specializes in non-surgical spinal decompression. She utilizes the DRX 9000 to make your lower back pain a thing of the past. Give Dr. Keller a call at 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything, coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Unelected judges and left-wing progressives seek to eliminate your freedoms. The Alliance Defending Freedom fights for you in our nation's courtrooms. Kevin McCullough fights for those freedoms on the air every single day. It's the Freedom Defense Update, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
That we need the Alliance Defending Freedom fighting for your rights. Just take a look at the one of the top stories at FoxNews.com today. The Supreme Court on Monday throwing out a ruling against two Oregon bakers, Melissa and Aaron Klein, saying, like they did in the Baronell-Stutzman case, you go back to the lower court and determine this. The Supreme Court, I think, on some level saying, you know, when we decided the Masterpiece cake shop case, we really expected that to be the precedent that the lower courts would recognize. Will they do that? That's the question now in both the Baronell-Stutzman case and in Washington State, and also Melissa and Aaron Klein, who are in Oregon. Jim Campbell is senior counsel with ADF. He joins us, I think, for the first time today. Jim, we've had so many of your colleagues on in recent days, and I'm grateful for your time today. Talk to us about really what the chess is, the chess strategy is here. You've got now twice that the Supreme Court, Baronell-Stutzman and Sweet Cakes by Melissa, they kicked it back to the state courts. So the Colorado court and the Oregon court. And they're saying, you know, we made this determination in Masterpiece. What are these lower courts now likely to do, or what should they do?
Sure. So a year ago, the Supreme Court decided Masterpiece Cake Shop and said that Jack Phillips, the cake artist in that case, was wrongly punished by the state of Colorado when they showed hostility and animosity towards his religious beliefs. And so that was a great win for religious freedom. And then soon after that, the Supreme Court took Baronell-Stutzman's case, and Baronell, of course, is the florist from Washington State, and they took her case and they sent it back to the Washington courts and said, you previously ruled against Baronell, but you got to reconsider that case now that we've issued this ruling in Masterpiece Cake Shop. And then you fast forward to just a few weeks ago, and the Washington State Supreme Court came back with a decision where they said, okay, we've reconsidered this case, and we're still ruling against Baronell-Stutzman. And they did that in the unanimous decision. So that's what happened with the one case. And then you also mentioned the Sweet Cakes by Melissa case, which is very similar, although it's on a one-year delay. And so what happened there was the Oregon courts had ruled against Sweet Cakes by Melissa, and they, much like Jack Phillips, are cake artists that declined to create custom cakes to celebrate same-sex weddings, will otherwise serve gay and lesbian individuals, but just don't want to be forced to celebrate that view of marriage. They were ruled against in the Oregon courts, and then they appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, and their Supreme Court today took their case and did the very same thing they did with Baronell-Stutzman's case a year ago. They said, well, Oregon courts, you have to reconsider this. You have to give them another chance to argue their case, and you have to take a look again in light of Masterpiece Cake Shop.
Now, what if Oregon does what Washington did and they come back with the same situation? What does this mean now effectively for Baronell-Stutzman? Is it is there a chance that we're going to see, now that Washington has basically said we think the way I interpret it is they think the Supreme Court got it wrong. So they're now challenging the Supreme Court to overturn their second verdict, are they not?
So at this point, I think that's a pretty good characterization of it. At this point, we're going to take Baronell's case right back up to the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, and we're going to say that the Washington State Supreme Court didn't give adequate consideration to Masterpiece Cake Shop, and that the U.S. Supreme Court should take the case and should make it clear once and for all that Baronell-Stutzman and other people like them who are glad to serve everyone but simply don't want to use their creative talents to celebrate a view of marriage that conflicts with their faith, that they have the constitutional right to do that.
Well, and this gets into the nitty-gritty because, Jim, it could apply to anybody, right? You could be forcing bodega owners to sell ham that happened to be Muslim in their faith, or the same thing with Jewish observers of Judaism. I mean, there's all kinds of ways that religious freedom should be protected and not be forced to participate in the marketplace. And that's what this big debate has been about for all these years. Now, typically, well, why would the Washington court then so completely disregard the Supreme Court's finding in the Masterpiece Cake Shop case?
So in essence, what the Washington court did is they read the Masterpiece Cake Shop decision as narrowly as possible. And so what they said is there, the state of Colorado, specifically in the Masterpiece Cake Shop case, had displayed hostility towards Jack Phillips' religious beliefs. And they displayed hostility by saying hostile things, but they also displayed hostility by treating him differently than other cake shop owners. And so, for instance, in Jack's case, he was punished for declining to create a cake celebrating a same-sex marriage, but other cake shop owners were allowed to decline requests for cakes criticizing same-sex marriage. And so there's this unequal treatment, and the Supreme Court said, listen, this is just hostility towards Mr. Phillips' faith, and we're striking this down as a violation of the Constitution. So what the Washington State Supreme Court did in Arlene's Flowers and Baronel Sussman's case is they look at it and they said, oh, well, that case was only about hostility on the part of what we would call an adjudicator, right? Like a judge or a judge-like official. And so
they don't see the law as being hostile.
They don't see the law, nor do they see that you can find hostility on behalf of other government officials like prosecutors or attorney generals or other state actors. And so they read the case so narrowly that they said, well, Masterpiece Cake Shop only cares if there's hostility by an adjudicator, a judge, jury, someone who's deciding a case. So they ignored all the evidence in Baronel's case that shows that the state attorney general was acting with hostility towards her because of her faith.
Okay. Well, and of course, ADF is going to defend Baronel all the way up to the Supreme Court. What's the timetable, Jim? How long will it take that case to get back up there?
So sometime in the late summer, early fall, we will be filing a request with the U.S. Supreme Court to take Baronel's case and to make it clear once and for all that people like her, who serve everyone but decline to use their talents to celebrate certain views of marriage or other ideas that conflict with their faith, that they have the right to do that. So that's sort of the timeline.
What's the likelihood that she would have ever been successful if ADF hadn't been able to take her case for free?
Baronel is a small business owner, and for anyone who is a small business owner or no small business owners, they can't afford the hundreds of thousands of dollars that it costs to take a case all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And so that's why we're grateful for anyone who's willing to support Alliance Defending Freedom, because without those supporters, we're not able to defend great people across the country like Baronel.
Well, and Jim, we're grateful that you're there. And friends, if you have not yet done it, we're looking for 50 partners right here in Kevin McCullough radio territory to become a partner with Alliance Defending to protect your rights and to protect the rights of your kids and grandkids in the years to come. 800-569-1559. 800-569-1559. Call now.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have cloudy skies, 74 degrees on this Monday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, services begin today in upstate Dutchess County for the pilot killed in the New York City helicopter crash that happened 1 week ago today. Here's Jennifer Polsoni with more.
A wake being held for 59-year-old Timothy McCormick at a funeral home in Poughkeepsie. His funeral to follow at St. Mary's Church in Poughkeepsie Tuesday. Initial reports indicate that McCormick may have gotten lost in last Monday's bad weather, leading him to crash land on the roof of a 7th Avenue building in Midtown Manhattan. He had 20 years of experience as a pilot and also served for a decade as chief of the East Clinton Fire Department in Dutchess County, where he lived. Jennifer Polsoni, NBC News Radio, New York.
Officials in New York City are launching an effort aimed at cracking down on fare evasion. James Flippin has more.
Governor Andrew Cuomo announcing that 500 officers from various agencies will be redeployed to the transit system. The goal is to protect MTA employees from assault and crack down on fare evasion, which is a growing issue.
It can't be that a gate opens, and once the gate is open, it becomes a highway for everyone to walk through.
In fact, MTA's chairman Pat Foy says the bulk of the abuse is on the city's buses, and that the dollars are adding up.
Most New Yorkers would never dream of taking a Snapple every day from a deli and not paying for it, yet too many customers think it's somehow different to skip the fare. It's not.
James Flippin, NBC News Radio, New York.
In sports, Yankees host the Tampa Bay Rays. The Mets take on the Braves. Waves in Atlanta. Taking a look at the traffic in the Bronx on the Bruckner Expressway westbound at 149th Street, an accident blocks the right lane. A debris spill on the westbound Cross Bronx at 3rd Avenue has that right lane partially blocked. Don't forget, lots of volume heading to Yankee Stadium, Yankees and Rays at 7:05 tonight. Cloudy skies, showers likely this evening, low 67. Cloudy showers likely tomorrow, high 74. Cloudy skies Wednesday, high 73. And then cloudy on Thursday with chance of heavy storms, high 76. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11. Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's a crazy, messy world, and it's dirty. And if you have kids and you go out in public and you just look around, all you see now is the stuff that skeeves you out. Like, that's what you do if you're a parent. You're trying to keep their hands off things that they shouldn't be touching, but the best you can do, they're still going to get something in contact with them. And you know what's important? You can't use all that antibacterial stuff all the time, because it not only kills the bad bacteria, but it then has adverse effects on the good bacteria that your kids need as well. So you need something that's safe and effective, but alcohol free. And that's why I am pumped that Durasan is now on the market. That's a water-based, non-toxic hand sanitizer that cleans, conditions, and even protects skin for up to 24 hours. It comes in bottles and foamers and sprays and wipes, and it's perfect for everyday use. Durasan also developed an antimicrobial hand soap. It's FDA approved, environmentally safe, just like their hand sanitizer. And they've got a long line of safe to use products like their organic mosquito spray that helps you be protected from Zika and other pathogens that the little critters are carrying this time of year. Kevin McCullough listeners, you're going to get 20% off when you mention Kevin McCullough Radio or KMC or Kevin McCullough, you pick, when you call 844-DURASAN. 844-DURISAN or Durasan.com. That's DURISAN.com or call 844-DURASAN. That's 844-387-4726.
Need to grow your business? Want to get ahead of your competition? Call Salem Surround for full service digital marketing. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. Call Greg Cooper at 212-857-9635. 212-857-9635. AM 970. The Answer. She knows what the left is thinking before they do. Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And it is a big 2020 update, because it will be tomorrow night in Orlando. We'll be broadcast from there on the Tuesday edition of Kevin McCullough Radio. But it will be tomorrow night in Orlando when the president throws down his claim, sticks his flag in the sand, and says, I'm in. What difference will it make as to what happens next? What does he need to do, maybe differently, or maybe take into consideration now 3 years after he won the state of Florida? There's no real path to the presidency for Donald Trump. There may be for Democrats, but there's no real path to the presidency for a Republican that does not include, in all likelihood, Florida and Texas going into the favor of the Republican column. So get some perspective on this and what we can expect at tomorrow's big rally, because it is the official kickoff of the reelection campaign. Dr. Gina Loudon will both be there and joins us right now. Hello, Dr. Gina. Good to talk to you.
Hey, KMC. Great to be with you.
And I'm looking forward to seeing your beautiful face tomorrow. Maybe we'll even get to have a cup of coffee or something. It's been a while.
Yeah, we don't ever get to talk in person. This is going to be amazing. I don't know how long it's been since I've actually seen you.
Yeah, it's been a while. And usually it's in an elevator, you know, passing each other somewhere.
Exactly.
Hey, let's talk about, now you're a resident of Florida, and if people watch you on Fox or the other outlets, they may not know that, but you moved there a couple of years ago from California for some very specific reasons. How has the state itself changed in the amount of time that you've been there?
You know, I would say that I feel extraordinarily hopeful about Florida, because the thing about it is we had so much voter fraud in 2016 in Florida. And our current governor has attacked that head on and done a lot of other things, too, made a lot of reforms, a lot of things that have solidified the massive base that voted for him and for our senator. And yeah. I think those things are going to play well for our president here, because
people may not realize may not realize Florida was one of the bright spots for the Republicans in 2018. So it's been a two-cycle kind of surge that Florida has seen occur. But, you know, you were the first one to mention to me that there were rumblings in the state legislature about wanting to let prisoners vote. And I know that there's been a number of Democratic operations that have said, you know, we're gonna crack the nugget this time in Florida. And I'm just curious if you've sensed that there's been any sway in that direction in the Sunshine State, or do you think it's, better than it was shaping up for Trump at this point in 16? Because remember, at this point in 16, he didn't know if he would win. And going into the final couple of weeks, public pollsters were saying, you know, it was looking like he was going to have a really tough uphill climb in Florida. And it turned out he blew them all away. And it was really the beginning of the chain reaction of events on election night that rolled first Florida, then North Carolina, and then the Rust Belt all into his column, which is what he desperately needed.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny. A few of the campaign folks and I were talking about this last week, and we said, you know, the reality is we just have to gain a big enough margin in all of the key battleground states that we can overcome their fraud. Because that's really what it is. Florida is one of those, though, that has taken measures to correct some of that voter fraud. And so I think our chances here are great. That doesn't mean I'm going to let up for one second, Kevin, you know that. But we also are going to have a few things on the ballot that I think are going to help us. One of those will likely be the citizen voter initiative that my husband is heading up that says, hey, you have to be a U.S. citizen to vote. It seems rather simple, but I think that will turn out constitutionally minded independents along with conservatives. And I think that will be one of the things that helps to put the president over the top. But, you know, I don't really know if he needs anything, because I'll tell you, Kevin, the enthusiasm here, I have a Trump flag on my boat. I'm out of my boat almost every weekend that I can be, and I pass other Trump flags. And the people who don't have Trump flags are, you know, hooting and hollering and, you know, hey, yay, Trump, thumbs up. We love him. Tell him we love him. You know, so I can tell you that he is massively popular here. And don't forget, too, since the 2016 election, he's really claimed Florida as sort of his home state.
Right.
And that's very endearing. I even know Democrats who are like pretty much shutting their mouths in a way because they want things like the presidential library to be in Florida. So all of this is on the minds of Floridians. And I think almost every extra thought I can have regarding what's different between 2016 and now plays into the president's favor. I'm extraordinarily optimistic.
That's a pretty good report for Trump supporters especially. And I was thinking about this earlier today because, Gina, I spoke with Kayleigh McEnany on Friday, who's the official spokesperson for the campaign, and she said that they had already gotten, by Friday afternoon, about 5:30 in the evening Eastern, they had already received in excess of 100,000 RSVPs for tomorrow night's rally.
Right.
Now, he's seeing overwhelming support, busting at the seams, can't house enough people in there. I don't see that on the other side. And I'm just saying, one of the reasons I thought he was going to win in 16, and one of the reasons I got the map right, was because I was watching this same thing happen in front of my eyes then. I think it's weird. You open up Drudge today, there's all these stories about all the polls that show Biden up and Bernie up and all this other stuff. I'm like, forget those. Watch who's showing up to hear them talk and to champion their ideas. Trump's base seems to me to be more baked in than ever before.
Than ever before. And that's because he's delivered on his promises. You know, he was really a wild card, Kevin. You and I were kind of at each other for a while on it because you just didn't know if you could believe everything.
Only through Indiana.
I know. But I'm just saying, this time, you know. Like,
yeah.
There's no, oh gosh, you know, you were one of those people who had your doubts, as a lot of people did. Now he's proven. And,
yep.
and so he's solidified a voter base just because of his own keeping promises that I haven't seen ever really in my lifetime. I mean, I dare say even Reagan didn't have this sort of solidified voter base.
No, it's provable.
So,
it's provable. He's got 87. He's got 87 things checked off the checklist. And at this stage in Obama's reelection, he had one. So, you know, it's a fairly significant difference. Dr. Gina Loudon, always a pleasure to have you. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow on site in Orlando. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
Mike Gallagher is astonished by Joe Biden.
Can you fathom how desperate you have to be as a president?
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, maybe you're like me, you're in a place, you're all stressed out, you don't know what you're going to do, you're not getting your fruits and veggies, do what I do. Three capsules twice a day, that's it. And in that process, that daily dose of Balance of Nature, I'm getting 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. In fact, Dr. Howard once described it as having 10 big salad plates full of those 31 fruits and veggies and ingesting those 10 platefuls of those 31 fruits and vegetables. That's a lot of fruits and vegetables. And you know what that does in your system? It gives you immune fighting ability. You're able to fight disease. You're able to hold off those negative bacteria and viruses. Your skin looks better. You've got more energy. You improve the quality of your life. You even see progress in medical situations that you hadn't had before. When you experience the Balance of Nature difference, you're going to be hooked. And so for a limited time, you're going to get 30% off and free shipping on your first preferred order when you call right now. 1-800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and make sure you use the promo code The Answer.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. I needed to take a minute just to brag on our almost 200 amazing employees. In 2009, we changed our tagline to, "We can grow any business in any industry at any time." The world trusted us and helped us become a five-time Inc. 5000 honoree. Our 200 employees have done two major things at the same time. We manage 1,800 money-making websites and over 260 e-commerce sites for our client partners across the globe. 34% of Americans visited one of these assets last year. But at the same time, these amazing employees have stopped their life every single week and recorded videos and podcasts of exactly how we grow these digital assets. If you're looking to figure out how we do it, just go to door number one. It's free. You can study thousands of hours of material on how to grow your business. If you have money but no time, go to door number two. It's a bit pricey, but our managed services are absolutely incredible. You got to check out IncomeStore.com. Our 200 employees are absolutely amazing.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about my brand new Mix and Match Any Two for $6 deal at KFC. Pick from any two famous bowl, pot pie, tenders, and crispy Colonel sandwich. The possibilities are endless. You can get a KFC famous bowl and a pot pie, or tenders and a sandwich, or a pot pie and tenders, or a sandwich and a famous bowl, or a sandwich and a pot pie, or a pot pie and a pot pie, or, well, it's not actually endless, but you get the idea. It's a whole lot of possibilities. This isn't rocket science, folks. It's just chicken math. Mix and Match Any Two for $6 at KFC. It's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills, and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free and all close to you. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars
on Tuesday, June 25th at the 3 West Club, 3 West 51st Street in Midtown Manhattan at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And on Thursday, June 27th at Bocelli's Ristorante, 1250 Highland Boulevard in Grasmere, Staten Island at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors and Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Just call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com. Connors and Sullivan. Plan now for later.
Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Always glad to have you with us. It's a big week this week in the financial markets and what's going to happen with the economy. And I'm sure it's something the president's going to address at his rally tomorrow in Orlando as he announces his reelection bid. Again, we'll be there providing live coverage tomorrow. I hope you'll check us out. David Fisher is back with us. And, of course, on Mondays, we look at the markets and we kind of try to give us a preview of not only what's coming up, but take a look at how we've done in recent days. And, David's always good to hear your voice and have you back. They're meeting this week, the Fed is, and the question is, will we or will we not have a rate cut by the Fed? Given the action on the 10-year T-bills and some other stuff, what are you anticipating?
Well,
it might not be this Wednesday, but it's going to be in the very near future, Kevin. 70% of traders say that there's going to be a Fed rate cut in July. That's last week's news. Now it's more aggressively. We're going to start to have three rate cuts starting in July, and one could be as soon as next week. I don't think we're going to have one next week, but here's the key here. The Fed's operating behind the cycle, as they usually always do. There's an entity called the Economic Cycle Research Institute, and they've been batting just right spot on. Based upon their research, the U.S. future inflation gauge that the Fed should have actually started the rate cut cycle last September. If you remember, we were talking, I called for a correction in the market September, and we had one. I also called for one in December, and we had one. But back in September, clearly, by the guidelines of the ECRSI, we should have had a rate cut cycle, and they're operating slightly behind the curve. And they take the data all the way back to the 1900s. And so this completely says that they're behind the curve, and they should have started this 9 months ago, and we should have had a full rate cut is what their belief is. So it's going to be interesting, but once they start the rate cut, that's going to be the new era, and we could have that start. I don't think it'll be this Wednesday, but next month we'll start to see that, I believe.
Well, any time that David Fisher starts making predictions, friends, if you've listened to this show long enough, you know you need to be listening and paying attention to them because they almost always come true. David, for people that this seems a little complicated to, give us the skinny on the Fed. Why does their cutting or raising of rates seem to have such a, you know, outsized impact on all things economy?
Well, companies borrow money on a regular credit line on a monthly basis, and so this affects companies, which affects the stock market, which affects the economy. So it's all intertwined. Clearly, there's a disconnect, Kevin, between what the market says and what the Fed says. The Fed is neutral right now on a rate hike or rate cuts. They're moving towards a cut, but they're more in the neutral stage. The market, though, saying we should have had this thing a long time ago, they're at a 3/4 of a basis point up to a full percentage rate cut where we should be. Naturally, they're not going to do this in one time. But putting it to historically, when we look back at today, the Fed rate is at 2.5%. In 06, before the crisis, it was 5.25%. And December 16th of 08, we cut it to 0.25%, but right before the recession hit, we're at 4.25. So in other words, the Fed cut rates from 4.25 down to 1/4 within 1 year. That's aggressive. All because they need to stimulate the economy. They need to make money cheap to inject in the system. So this is why we're going to start to see, as we move towards the recession, we're going to see the Fed get down to zero rates again or very close to that and probably start a whole other thing called quantitative easing.
Which is not good for the economy. I mean, that's the thing. It makes things kind of feel better in the short term, but it doesn't speak to the soundness of what we're doing. And that kind of instability, David, I think is what is one of the reasons why the bail-in becomes such an important mitigator in terms of how people should be thinking about their portfolios and what they're doing. And it's incredible, David. You haven't really talked about it for a couple of years consistently, though you've always had the information available for folks. But now even your competitors, even other economic firms are out there screaming about a potential bail-in and what's going on and so forth. So I just want people to be reminded, David understood it, talked about it, explained it first. And since his predictions nearly always come true, you should be listening to what he says each week about it. But what for people that haven't become familiar with it, you're seeing indicators that we need to be aware of. What are they right now?
Well, the new ones are Nancy Pelosi is not wanting to agree on raising the debt ceiling. And if we don't do that, we'll have a default. And that's going to have to happen before September. So imagine she doesn't want to agree upon this unless they President Trump agrees to all the tightening of the budget and, you know, the caps that he put on spending. So this is a fight we're going to see. We could see a shutdown of a government, a default. for the first time in the history of our country. If they don't agree upon this and raise the debt ceiling, that could trigger the bail-in very easily. Another thing that's happened, ironically, can you imagine the post office managing your banking needs? There's a big push amongst Democrats that want that to happen. It's insane just to think about it. But central banks are seeing all this getting to happen. They've been preparing and buying massive amounts of gold the last years. In fact, they bought the most amount of gold last year in 50 years. So this is why we advocate, we'll follow what the big money does. They look 2 to 5 years in the future. We're going to have a recession, not a matter of if, but when. But this time, according to the Dodd-Frank Act, they can seize your money or a portion of it, and that's why you diversify into gold physically. They can't touch that because you're not in a stock that's traded electronically.
Yeah, I want to repeat what you just said. These bail-ins have happened all over the globe, 8 of them in the last 7 years by the different countries. It is now legal in America according to the Dodd-Frank Act. We've empowered this institution within the government to be able to do this. Your paper trail, so your bank accounts, your 401k, your IRA, all of that is susceptible. They can just reach in there. It's like the change drawer of the cashier. You just reach over and just take the bills right out of it. And that's what they intend to do should it come time. What David just said about diversifying, holding gold, that's not in an electronic account. They can't touch that if you have possession of it. So how do you protect what you've been working towards? Get the details. It's all in a free white paper by Landmark Capital called The Coming Bail-In. It's in its 9th edition. You need the current copy, and you need to be ready to understand what could happen so you can protect yourself. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. David Fisher, thanks as always. 844-604-2575.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
My very special guest is Councilman Ben Carlos. He was elected in 2013 to represent the Upper East Side, Mideast, Roosevelt Island, and East Harlem. Tell us about your prevailing wage legislation.
Comes back to my experience over the past 18 months and seeing real estate developers getting free land and hundreds of millions of dollars from the city in tax abatements and wondering why we couldn't afford to pay our workers better. And at the same time, I introduced legislation that became a law that's keeping track of everyone who's getting injured. And it still happens, people dying on construction sites every single day. And if the mayor can do Vision Zero for traffic collisions, I don't know why we can't do the same thing for construction safety.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Once upon a time, many years ago, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. I believe they called it a phone book. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
We've come a long way. Now, there's Salem Surround. We help deliver customers right to your front door with targeted digital marketing. These are the tools of the 21st century smart businesses use to succeed. And our team at Salem Surround can guide you through all the available options with the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof so you can spend time taking care of your customers. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. With Salem Surround, there are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Need to grow your business? Want to get ahead of your competition? Call Salem Surround for full service digital marketing. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. Call Greg Cooper at 212-857-9635. 212-857-9635. In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Cats Roundtable. Every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, glad you're with us, and thank you for being here, and thank you to David Fisher and Gina Loudon, and of course, the Alliance Defending Freedom. And if you have not yet become a partner with ADF, they're fighting for your rights. You need them. 800-569-1559. Please make that call. We're looking for 47 sponsors of ADF here in Kevin McCullough Radio Land for the month of June, because we want to keep those rights in effect for you and for your kids and for the next generations. And they're winning the courts. They're winning the court cases at the highest levels. Baronel Stutzman's case is now, it's going to be fast-tracked. It's going to go back to the Supreme Court. Circuit Court almost insisted upon that when they basically returned the verdict in the Washington state region and said, we're going to stick to our original ruling. Well, that's going to force it back. And Supreme Court's going to have to say, no, you're wrong. And we said you were wrong the first time and you didn't listen. And now you are wrong. And we're vetoing your ruling. They were kind to him. They gave him a chance to save face last time. They're not giving him that. They won't give him that chance the second time. I sincerely believe. But anyway, so tomorrow we'll be with you from Orlando. Thanks to Phil Boyce, my boss, who's letting me crash at his on his couch overnight. He's got a house down there. But we're going to be bringing you people from the campaign talking about the issues of the day and specifically what the president is going to what he's going to base his argument to be reelected on, because that's what's going to launch tomorrow night in Orlando. And I asked this on Twitter earlier today. I said 100,000 plus ticket requests, 20,000 available seats inside, huge outdoor screens being installed for what they hope will be 30 to 50,000 additional seats outside. And somebody tweeted back and said, but Biden's ahead. And somebody else said, yeah, the media is reporting that the polls have both Biden and Sanders beating Trump. Polls being garbage. When did that happen? In 16, they were saying it like up to election day. This person said, you can't make up real people showing up in droves to hear him speak, but you can skew polling techniques to get the results you want. Pollsters beware. And I agree. In fact, I think that it shows a certain degree of smarts not to trust the pollsters. Speaking of smarts, in London, have you heard about the new strategy for safety? They want to require that places sell only dull knives to make domestic abuse stabbing attacks less easy to happen. I mean, God forbid we actually start getting back to a society where we teach one another to not stab each other to begin with to solve our problems. I mean, God help us. I'm Kevin McCullough.